USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is speaking out about his longtime friend and ally, Roger Stone, being sentenced to 40 months in prison.
And I'm following this very closely, and I want to see it play out to its fullest because Roger has a very good chance of exoneration, in my opinion.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas, continues.
Roger was never involved in the Trump campaign for president. He wasn't involved. I think early on, long before I announced, he may have done a little consulting work or something, but he was not involved when I ran for president.
Dozens of House Democrats are asking major banks not to fund oil drilling in Anwar. The Hill is reporting the letter signed by 33 lawmakers comes after Goldman Sachs announced it would not finance any new drilling or exploration in the Arctic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.